You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
This segment is brought to you by Alan Gray. More than 50 years of long-term investing, Alan Gray is an authorized financial services provider. The Johannesburg All Share, or the JSE rather, the JSE All Share Index, popularly known as the ALLSE, has had probably its best year in well over a decade, possibly even a decade and a half, at some point notching returns north of 30% in dollar-based returns. We're going to be taking a look at the performance of the ALLSE and perhaps what it says about South Africa's capital markets. I'm joined on the line by portfolio manager at Alan Gray, Horatio Naidu McCarthy, to take a look at this and see what you make of it. Horatio, lovely having you back on the show. It has been quite some time. Certainly been a standout year for the ALLSE this year. I don't think there's been a year this good in potentially the last 20 years. What do we make of some of the driving factors this time around and how we got to where we are at this point in the year?
Thanks, Jimmy. It's great to be on the show. Yeah, I mean, the ALLSE has had a stellar year to date. I was looking at the numbers this morning, 31%. It's a very nice place to be. And I think a lot of it has to do with, you know, this gold bull market that we've had. But a lot of other stocks, you know, in our local index have really done well. It's quite a diversified index. And I think a lot of people are surprised that you could look to local shares to get real portfolio growth as opposed to, you know, looking at your stock market darlings in our offshore markets, you know, your big tech names. So it's certainly been gratifying for local investors.
Horatio, let's take a look at how investors are seeing those return profiles. I mean, understandably, some markets have historically always been more attractive than others. But I think what has emerged as a theme this year, and you touched on it, is the fact that investors are prioritizing good returns and solid returns, regardless of where it is they're coming from.
No, absolutely. It brings it to the changes we're seeing in the All Share Index at the moment. There's a great article that one of my colleagues, Matthew Patterson, wrote on the ALLSE's evolution in a changing economy. And he made a statement where he said, if the Johannesburg Stock Exchange is the heart of SA's capital markets, then the All Share Index is the pulse. And if we look at how the ALLSE has evolved over time, you know, it's gone from this resource-heavy index in the 1960s and 80s to resources making sort of less than 10% in 2015, as you saw the prominence in industrials and banks and consumer stocks. And more recently, you know, I mentioned the gold bull market, you've seen resources climbing to more than 30% of the index. And so what we have is an index that is mirroring structural shifts in the economy and regulatory reforms. And it's so important that you see these wonderful headline numbers coming through. But I think as an astute investor really needs to look beyond those headline moves. The details does matter. And you need to understand what's actually driving index performance, what's driving these changes, and how to be best placed to take advantage of these opportunities that arise, rather than just chasing the index leaders and the stock market darlings offshore.
Speaking of best placement, Horatio, I want to get your thoughts then on how this shift presents an opportunity for investors that have a long-term view to potentially say, if we are undergoing a fundamental local and potentially even global shift in how markets are being assessed, how returns are being quantified, and how investment decisions are being made, this could be potentially the best opportunity for a long-term investor to get back into a market or to get into a market that they previously might not have been in, like the ALLSE.
Yeah, absolutely. I think I need to take you on a bit of a historical journey, if I may. Mm. If we go back to the early 2000s, you saw a number of South African companies essentially moving their primary listing overseas. A lot of them favored London in order to access global capital. And what happened was the South African Reserve Bank said, let's grandfather these shares and make them screen as local shares for regulatory purposes in order to prevent this outflow of domestic assets. So what emerged was you had two sets of indices. You had these vanilla indices, which had the full market cap of these grandfathered shares, which were essentially global shares. And then you had your shareholder-weighted indices. They only counted the shares you can actually buy on the JSE, and that's your SWIX. Now, over time, the number of these grandfathered companies have shrunk. SAB Miller was acquired by AB&B, a very popular transaction. Billiton merged with BHP. And then in last year, in 2024, we started to see that actually Anglo-American and Mondi, which are your global, you know, heavyweights, they were outliers. And in order to resolve these anomalies, the Johannesburg Stock Exchange sat down and said, actually, we're going to launch something called the Harmonization Project. And so a lot of investors have been asking us, what does this mean? Now, the Harmonization Project has two phases. The first phase was, firstly, let's align these vanilla indices, and the, so which is your Aussie and the SIX, and essentially make the individual weights of those shares be identical. The second phase, which is going to hit us on the 31st of December, is that the SIX is going to be discontinued. And the aim of this as investors is to make the Aussie a fair, investable reflection of the South African market. And herein lies the opportunity. Because you're essentially reducing weight of global giants like Anglo American, Mondi, and you're increasing local representation. So you're basically reducing the Aussie's indirect offshore exposure. And I think a lot of investors assume that the Aussie is still dominated by these rand-hedged multinationals, and they find it quite surprising that it's actually driven by local banks, gold miners, and tech giants like, you know, NAFTA's Prosus. And so herein lies the opportunity to be selective. So, yes, concentration risk remains. We always talk about opportunities, and we talk about risks side by side. Concentration risk still remains because you have about the top 10 shares accounting for, what is it, more than 50% of the market or thereabouts. But sector diversification has improved. So because you have your local shares now playing a bigger role. So for active managers like ourselves, it creates wonderful opportunities to buy undervalued companies rather than chase what's hot or what's very large in the market. So, you know, for us bottom-up investors focusing on long-term, we don't need to worry too much about, we've never worried about the index weights. We don't have to alter that investment philosophy. Here we're looking at the fundamentals, and we can continue to do so as we build, you know, our portfolios company by company, brick by brick.
Well, one could easily argue that there exists a concentration risk in the S&P, and that is largely driven by the Mag 7 as well. I suppose it is an inevitability of companies that scale up and increase in size, but certainly a mammoth opportunity presenting itself for long-term investors in the form of the JSE All Share Index and how we are potentially being repositioned for many years to come. For now, we'll leave this conversation on that note. Thank you so much to Portfolio Manager at Allan Gray, Horatia Naidu McCarthy, for joining us to take a look at the All Share, its performance, and the potential it holds. The segment was brought to you by Allan Gray. More than 50 years of long-term investing, Allan Gray is an authorized financial services provider. With over 5 decades of investing experience, Allan Gray remains focused on building long-term wealth for clients by pursuing long-term returns without taking undue risk. Allan Gray, more than 50 years of long-term investing, Allan Gray is an authorized financial services provider.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.